You're listening to SBS News.
An emergency roundtable meeting to discuss shark management has been held in Queensland in the wake of three serious shark attacks in the Whitsundays in less than 2 months. Victorian doctor Daniel Christides died after being mauled by a shark at Sid Harbour on Monday. In September, a 46-year-old woman and a 12-year-old girl were attacked in separate incidents. That has led Nationals MP Keith Pitt to call for a shark cull.
We should be culling sharks, we should be thinning their numbers out, and we should be doing it now. But sharks are not an animal you put in a petting zoo. Right? These are apex predators. Now, I think that it's the life of a child, it is the life of a human that is more important than the shark population.
Another Queensland federal MP is calling for a parliamentary inquiry into the state's shark control program. Tourism operators, marine experts, other interest groups and politicians met on Friday to discuss the impact on tourism and ways to prevent further shark attacks. Marine biologist Dr. Blake Chapman says she's pleased the meeting was initiated so quickly.
The scientists and the community members and environmental groups, politicians, local businesses, that's perfect. That's exactly what's needed in these situations. We really need to be collaborative and inclusive and listen to all sides of the story.
The debate over Mr. Christides' death in the Whitsundays has also sparked questions over whether baited hooks, known as drum lines, should be installed permanently. The state Labor government installed them after the September attacks, but they were later removed. The Humane Society International says there are still 173 drum lines in the Great Barrier Reef and 368 across the Queensland coast. The Society's marine campaigner Lawrence Chablek says drum lines are not the answer because they are not guaranteed to catch the sharks feeding on humans.
There are many good alternatives to lethal shark control. Things like drone surveillance and technology-driven alert systems can be very effective. Personal shark deterrents have been proven to be effective. But first and foremost is education and public awareness.
Marine biologist Dr. Blake Chapman says killing sharks is not the best response to the attacks. This year, besides the one death, 13 people have been injured in shark attacks across Australia. Four have been reported on the West Coast, four each in Queensland and New South Wales, and one in Victoria. Dr. Chapman says that number of reported attacks is unprecedented.
It's a very unusual situation where we have a series of bites, especially in such a short period of time, and especially up on the North Queensland coast, it's very unusual, very surprising. It's one of those things that we're really going to have a close look at and find out exactly what's going on.
Dr. Chapman says a focus needs to be put on why the sharks have started appearing in the northern Queensland area and what has triggered them to attack humans. She suggests a number of factors are at play.
What's changed in the environment, whether there's changes to the bait. So sharks often follow bait. That's what they do. Whether it's fish or marine mammals in the case of white sharks, we need to figure out how those fish are moving or how those other animals are moving, and then also be looking at water quality. These are other factors that we know that really change sharks' behavior. So water temperature, salinity, if there's been increased rainfall.
In the meantime, additional signage will be put up at the harbour and tourists renting yachts in the area will be made more aware of the risks. Mr. Chablek at the Humane Society International says he believes education can work if proper protocols are put in place.
It's a difficult message to convey. A lot of tourism operators would rather bury their heads in the sand than acknowledge that this is something that we need to talk about. So it's important that everyone understands, you know, when and that there's incredible great places to swim and be safe, and some that are not so safe, and we need to understand that.
At the University of Queensland, Dr. Chapman says people need to be aware of the dangers of swimming in areas where they have been warned they should not.
As much as we fear sharks, that they're almost like these magical, mysterious monsters, that we love to fear them and we love movies about them, but yet we almost act like they're not there still. So it's just a really interesting dynamic that is occurring with sharks. In some cases, we might just have to come to terms with the fact that there are places that we shouldn't be swimming.
Samantha Beniak-Brooks, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.